to Mawlid or not to Mawlid? That is the question people ask every year, subhanAllah. And every year it seems like we recycle the same debates and fights online. First and foremost, this is an issue of tremendous difference amongst the jurists, although the majority of jurists say that celebrating the Mawlid is something commendable because it is a way of expressing love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expression of respecting the sacred, وَمَنْ يُعَظِمْ شَاعِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, like whoever honors the sacred things, this is a sign of taqwa. Although they all agree that it is not a sunnah, an explicit sunnah established by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sahaba. And Imam Shafi said, the one that thinks that anything not done by the Prophet or anything not done by his Sahaba is misguidance is off, is someone who doesn't really understand the contours of Sharia. We have a great axiom that says, At-tark laysa bihujjah. Just because the Prophet didn't do something, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba didn't do something, it doesn't mean that that thing is, that that's a proof that they didn't do it. The second area is related to mustalahat, to terminology, and we find people rightfully saying, well, bid'ah in acts of worship is forbidden. Bid'ah in acts of worship is forbidden. Yes and no, because ibadah is defined by the majority of jurists of anything that's done in wajh al-qurba, of something that falls under needing a niyyah, needing intentionality. There's being pillars, conditions, shurut like wudu, ghusl, you name it. Celebrations don't fall under ibadah. Right? Celebrations don't fall under ibadah. And that's why the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, they continued to observe itariya, a celebration that happened before the time of the Prophet and continued well into the early Abbasi period, as far as I know. And you find this mentioned in hadith, and there's a difference of opinion about its permissibility amongst the jurists, the Malikis and the Hanabila allowing it. So therefore, the Mawlid falls under celebration, not ibadah, so it doesn't really get under the purview of bid'ah, although there may be acts within the Mawlid that are innovations, that are bid'ah, that we should avoid. What should we be doing if we celebrate the Mawlid? Reading the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, singing na'ts or songs in celebration of the Prophet's life sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and drawing near to our understanding of his greater mission to heal a fractured world. Both schools have very strong positions. Both schools have their evidences to support either explicitly or implicitly why they do it or why they don't do it. We should avoid fighting over this issue, divisions over this issue, and focus on what we agree upon and forgive each other and where we differ. If we say to the disbelievers, lakum dinukum waliya deen, to you is your religion, to ours our religion, shouldn't we say to scholars and great scholars, and Muslims who follow great scholars, and Muslims who follow scholars and other great scholars, some say yes, some say no, lakum ijtihadukum wa liya ijtihadi.